Hello, hello. So great to have you all here this evening. For how many of you is this your first time here that you maybe heard us on the radio? Well, let's give everybody a big hand. Well, I'm Pastor Mark Biltz with El Shaddai Ministries. We meet here on Saturday mornings, not Sunday mornings. We rent. We don't own this building. We're just here on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. And we like to teach, we're believers, but we like to teach the Jewish roots of our faith because there's so much that is missed. There's so many connections that aren't made. And we want to teach in ways that you really feel like you're getting some meat and potatoes, not milk and cookies. Okay, so we want to give you some good solid food. So I want to introduce, I'll say a little bit about Joshua Aaron, who's here tonight. He is an award-winning messianic Jewish singer and a songwriter for Integrity Music. His website is worshipinisrael.com. So you may want to write down his website, worshipinisrael.com. This is his family. He and his wife, Jeannie. Jeannie's here with us. Oh, and there's Josh right there, too. All right. They have four children, Emma, Josh, they call Shuki, Max, and Levi. Believe it or not, they currently reside near the Sea of Galilee. Oh, I know we're all disappointed because we want to live there, right? They continue to maintain their citizenship with both the nation of Israel and the United States. Since the release of his first album, Joshua's music has now grown to an international level with over 10 million YouTube views of his music videos. His 2012 release of You Are Holy won Joshua two independent music awards for his original songs, Hoshiana and You Are Holy. His latest CD release, Hu Yavoh, soars to new heights continually to powerfully connect both Israel and the nations through music. Joshua travels in a full-time capacity, sharing God's good news through Hebraic worship, powerful testimony, and biblical teaching, proclaiming a message of hope in Yeshua, or Jesus, a love for the Jewish people, and a desire for the return of the Messiah. How many of you want the Messiah to return? It'd be great if it was before the elections. All right. His connection to the Messianic movement dates all the way back to 1976 when his mother, who is an Israeli-born Jew, accepted the Messiah after hearing a message by the late Rabbi Martin Chernoff about the Jewish Messiah, Yeshua. Let's welcome Joshua Aaron.
Shalom. Erev Tov. Ze tov liyot kan itchem hayom. It's good to be here with you today. How many speak Hebrew, understand Hebrew? Yeah, you know they say if you speak in three languages, you are trilingual. Two languages, you are? One language, you are? American. Those of you watching online probably are laughing as well from all over the world. We're known for enjoying our one language. But you know, the Bible wasn't written in English. It wasn't written by Americans. It was written thousands of years ago, appointed by God and planned out by God for a reason. It's so amazing. We can sing in this language today because it was dead for 2,000 years practically. But yet, we can sing and speak in this language today. Yet there are millions, 7 million speaking this language in a nation called Israel, which again, amen, hasn't happened in the history of the world where a nation was dead and then risen back again after thousands, 2,000 years. How awesome is that? Hallelujah. let's just sing this chorus before I have you guys stand up again. You guys said you guys speak a little bit of Hebrew, right? Let's just sing this chorus together.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
To sing this song, if we could stand together. This song is called Hatikva. This is a song my grandmother used to sing. She sang way before there was an Israel in Nazi Europe, hoping as a Jew, a young Orthodox girl, that God would fulfill his prophecy. And thank God he did. This song is called Hatikva.
Shehudi Omiya Ulfate Mizrach Kadima Ein Lezion Sophia Udlo Avda Tikvateinu Tikva bat shnot alpayim liotam chofshi beyatzeinu eretz Zion v'Yerushalayim liotam chofshi beyatzeinu Venu shalom alechem, venu shalom alechem, venu shalom alechem, venu shalom, shalom, shalom alechem, venu shalom alechem, venu shalom alechem, venu shalom alechem. Venu shalom, shalom, shalom alechem.
Let's sing that in English. We're bringing peace unto you. We're bringing peace.
We're bringing peace unto you. We're bringing peace unto you. We're bringing peace unto you. Heaven shalom.
We're bringing peace unto you.
Bringing peace unto you. We're bringing peace. Shalom, shalom,
Avinu shalom alecha.
Avinu shalom alecha. Ben shalom alechem. Ben shalom alechem. Ben shalom, shalom, shalom alechem.
Hallelujah. How many believe Messiah came? And how many believe he's coming again? Hallelujah. He will come. In Hebrew we say, Hu Yavo. Everybody say, Hu Yavo. Hu Yavo.
He will return to Jerusalem, Zion's King. Will restore the land, the clouds will part. And our King will descend with fire in his eyes. Seven stars. His right hand,
Hu Yavo,
Hu Yavo, Yavo, Hu Yavo, Yeshua, Hu Yavo, Yavo, Hu Yavo, Yeshua.
The Lamb who was slain.
We know he came. The Lamb who was slain, he'll come again. Our conquering King of that day. His sword will go forth to take back and restore what belongs. What belongs to our Lord.
Hu Yavo.
Hu Yavo. Yavo. Yeshua, Hu Yavo, Yavo, Hu Yavo, Yeshua. Oh, your bride will go forth to the ends of the earth, preparing the way of the Lord, beckoning the day when Israel will say, Baruch Haba, Shema Adonai, Hu Yavo, Hu Yavo. Yeshua, Hu Yavo, Yavo, Hu Yavo, Yeshua, Hu Yavo, Yavo, Hu Yavo, Yeshua,
Hu Yavo,
Yavo, Hu Yavo, Yeshua, Hu Yavo, Yavo.
Hallelujah. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced.
When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. I will dance, I will dance, I will dance like David danced. I will dance, I will dance. I will dance like David danced.
When the
Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart.
When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. Yes, I will dance, I will dance, I will dance like David danced. I will dance, I will dance, I will dance like David danced.
Let the heavens be glad, let the earth rejoice, let the nations say, the Lord reigns.
Let the heavens be glad, let the earth rejoice, let the nations say, the Lord reigns. Let the heavens be glad, let the earth rejoice, let the nations say, the Lord reigns. Let the heavens be glad, let the earth rejoice, let the nations say, the Lord reigns. Let the heavens be glad, let the earth rejoice, let the nations say, the Lord reigns. I will dance, I will dance, I will dance like David danced. I will dance, I will dance, I will dance like David danced.
I will pray,
I will pray, I will pray. Like David prayed, I will pray, I will pray, I will pray. Like David prayed, I will sing, I will sing, I will sing. Like David sang, I will sing, I will sing, I will sing. Like David. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing like David sang. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing like David sang. I will dance, I will dance, I will dance like David danced. I will dance, I will dance, I will dance like David danced. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Leolam.
Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Blessed be His name, whose glorious kingdom is forever and ever. Hallelujah. Sing this song if you know it. Gadol Elohai. Lord, I call the Khadir
Praise. Oh, how great is
be praised. Oh, 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 how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all see how great, how great. Gadol Elohai Shivuki Gadol Elohai Kol Echad Yireh Ki Gadol Elohai. May Washington see how great, may Tacoma see how great is our God. May America see how great, may the nation see how great is the God of Israel. Lord, we'll see how great, may they see how great. Oh, great is our God. Lord, we'll see how great is our God.
Hallelujah. Let's just sing this one more chorus before we continue. Just a simple chorus. It might be on the next CD. I will see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We want to be close to you. You want to be close to you. We want to be close to you, Yeshua. We want to be close to you. We want to be close to you. We want to be close to you, Yeshua. We want to be close to you. We want to be close to you. We want to be close to you, Yeshua. We want to be close to you. We want to be close to you. We want to be close to you, Yeshua. Of me, we want to be more, want more of you. We want to be more like you. We want to be more like you, Yeshua. We want to be more like you. We want to be more like you. We want to be more like you, Yeshua. Yeshua, we want to be more like you. We want to be more like you. We want to be more like you, Yeshua.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, our Savior isn't hanging on a cross right now. You know that, right? He's alive and well. As we said earlier, we know he's coming back soon. But when he came 2,000 years ago, our people were crying out to him. And I know here in America, we'd say they were saying, Hosanna. But we were actually quoting scripture. They were saying two words, Hosanna, save, please, or save, I beseech you. They wanted him to grab a sword and take down the Romans. They were the oppressors. They were the ones who were forcing us to speak the Greek language. They're the ones who took over our country. And after Messiah came, hunted us in the mountains and tried to kill every last one or drive us out. They wanted him to pick up a sword and take over, as they say in the hood. They wanted him to take over. But he did something much, much more powerful. He conquered sin. He conquered sin. Hallelujah. Yeah, there's still sin in this world, of course. But now we have no way to make a sacrifice for sins. We have no way. There's no temple. Just as Messiah had said, just as the prophets had said, Daniel, he would come. Then the temple would be destroyed. So he came the time God said he would come. Now there's no way to make a sacrifice. But he did it once for all. How powerful is that? That's the very reason we don't know what sacrifice is, because he ended it 2,000 years ago. But when they were crying out, Hosanna, they wanted something different. They wanted him as this conquering king. They wanted him to be on a white horse with a sword and his angel armies. But that will happen. That will happen. Amen? First things first. But this phrase is so powerful, I think. Just to cry out, Hosanna, Hosanna. Save, please. Nah, please, I beseech you. And I wrote this song a little while back, just praying for those around me that didn't know God fully. You know, even Messiah himself says, you don't know the Father unless you know the Son. So if you don't know the Savior today, if you don't know Mashiach, Yeshua, you know his name simply means salvation, Yeshua. If you don't know him, maybe this would be your song tonight. If you know somebody who needs to be rescued, whether it be spiritually or physically, maybe this is a song you need to pray over them as well. Hosanna. The Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light, my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid, Lord? Whom shall I be afraid? Hosanna, Hosanna. Salvation, oh. Salvation. Hallelujah. Yeshua Teno, our salvation. Yeshua Techa, your salvation. Yeshua Ti, my salvation. How many are grateful for the saving knowledge of Yeshua and what he's done for us? Hallelujah. You know, I want to sing this. Yeah, okay. We don't have the PowerPoint for this one. Sorry. But I was in an Orthodox synagogue a while back. You know, I grew up in an interesting home with a Christian, Catholic-raised father and an Orthodox, Jewish-raised Israeli mother. So it was very, very different growing up in my home. You know, I had one grandmother who would actually spit on the ground if I said the name of Jesus, my Orthodox Jewish grandmother. Because in her mind, If you join the Jewish Jew killers is what she would consider them. You know, both her parents were killed in the Holocaust, and she considered that all a Christian thing. So it was hard for her to grasp the idea. Even if I said Yeshua in Hebrew, she's like, that's the Christian God. You know, she didn't get it. And I had a Catholic grandmother who actually was attended the Catholic charismatic meetings, very on fire, trying to get me to come to do catechism. So I had like the middle. And I accepted the Lord when I was a kid, when I was really young. I was afraid that Messiah would come back and I would miss it. I was so afraid. I had four older siblings. I'm the baby of five. And I remember they were watching those old school Left Behind movies or something. And I remember just being scared to death that I was going to miss it. Thief in the Night or something like that. And I was scared. I was scared that if he came, I was going to miss it. And all my clothes would fall on the floor, folded perfectly. I don't know where they got that in the scripture, but apparently it says that somewhere. I haven't read it yet. But I, you know, I even had a, when I was, man, about 4 or 5, I had two supernatural encounters. One when I was a child and one just several years back. One was sort of devilish. The other one was heavenly. but I was just a little kid, and I opened my eyes, and I saw what I thought was a fallen, let's just say a fallen angel. And I was so frightened. I ran, closed my eyes. He was standing at my doorway, just staring at me. And he was dressed in black, and he had a red face. It scared me. And I remember running to my parents' bedroom, trying to explain to them what happened. Like, just, it's okay. You had a bad dream. And I really saw something, you know. But not too long later, my dad, I was talking to my dad about being afraid about Messiah coming and missing it. And he said, well, do you want to know that if Messiah comes, you're ready? I'm like, yes. Yes, I do. So he put me up on the washing machine. And I remember saying this really personal prayer between me and the Lord. And I confessed to him. The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth, Yeshua hu Adon, Jesus is Lord, Yeshua is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And that's what happened to me on that day on my washing machine in 1983, I think it was. But the cool part about that whole story was I wasn't afraid of him coming back. Now I was excited. Now over 30 years later, the excitement builds every year as he gets closer and closer to his return. I'm just excited about it. And I believe that he's coming back soon. There are 20 to 30,000 Jewish believers in Israel saying a phrase that Messiah said he won't come back until we all say it. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. And there are 20, 30,000 of us saying that. My brother Yehuda Tzabali is here today with the blue kippah, my good friend. What a great testimony. I hope you get, if you're from here, and I think you're in this area now, I get to meet him. What a powerful testimony he has. Grew up in the Galilee. But if when I accepted the Lord, I just started singing. That's all I've been singing since I was 5 years old, about him helping us, about just making up these cheesy little stories. At first, it was just my mom and my sisters sitting, you know, listening to me sing the songs. And, you know, up until my 20s, I thought, well, they say I'm good, but they're my family. They're, you know, maybe we're all just, you know, we're all gifted in a certain way. And I released an album in 2009 called Bo Yeshua, a live album, just a really low-budget album, just to share with my Christian friends through music the connection. Before that, I wanted to come to churches and share about Israel and share about my, you know, my heart and what God's heart was for Israel. And they're like, that's a freaky subject. But then they heard my CD and like, hey, why don't you just come sing? Then I realized, okay, I found the tool the Lord had given me. And also I found the tool to share among my brethren, my Jewish brethren in Israel as well. This particular song I'm going to sing now is called Salvation Is Your Name. And I was in an Orthodox synagogue on Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement. It's the highest holy day where God had told the priests to make a sacrifice for sins, for the sins of Israel every year. So they're sitting in the synagogue praying over and over again for salvation. And every time they said salvation, it just floored me because I didn't normally go to an Orthodox synagogue. My grandmother was afraid if she brought me to the Orthodox synagogue, I'd say the J word and she'd have to spit on me in front of everybody. So here I am many years later in Jerusalem, J-Town, in an Orthodox synagogue praying for my brothers while they're praying for our people. And every time they said the word salvation, it just floored me. My salvation, our salvation. It just floored me. And I'm like, Lord, they're saying your name over and over again. Yeshua, salvation. Yeshua, Yeshuatenu, our salvation. Yeshuati, my salvation. And I just went home and I just started singing this chorus, salvation. Salvation is your name. Salvation is your name.
there is a name I call upon. There is a name by which I am saved.
Salvation is your name.
Salvation is your name. Salvation is your name. There is a Lamb who bore our sins. He bled and died so we could live. Salvation is your name. 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 The name of Yeshua, one day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess, oh, that He is Lord. Salvation is your name. Salvation is your name. Salvation is your name. Yeshua is your name. Yeshua is your name. Yeshua is your name.
Stand for this song. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Sing this chorus.
You are holy, holy. There is no one else like you. You are holy, holy. There is no one else like you.
You are holy.
For you are holy, holy. There is no one else like you. You are holy, holy. There is no one else like you. As for me and my house, we'll serve you, Lord, lifting holy hands in worship. We will not bow down to the gods of man. We will worship the God of Israel.
You are holy.
Yes, you are holy. You are holy, holy. There is no one else like you, Lord. There is no one
else. As for me and my house,
oh, as for me and my house, we'll serve you, Lord, lifting holy hands in worship. No, we will not bow down to the gods of man. We will worship the God of Israel.
You are holy.
Yes, you are holy. There is no one else like you. You are holy, holy. There is no one else like you. Oh, choose this day whom you will serve. Oh, come on, choose this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve you, Lord. We will serve you, Lord. Oh yeah, we will not bow to the gods of man. We will not bow to the gods of man. We will worship the God of Israel. We will not bow. No, we will not bow to the gods of man. We will not bow to the gods of man. We will worship the God of Israel. We will not bow. No, we will not bow to the gods of man. We will not bow to the gods of man. We will worship the God of Israel. We're singing. We will not bow to the gods of man. We will not bow to the gods of man. We will worship the God of Israel. We will not bow. No, we will not the gods of man. We will not bow to the gods of man. We will worship the God of Israel. Oh, we will not bow to the gods of man. We will not bow to the gods of man. We will worship the God of Israel. For you are holy, holy. There is no like you. You are holy, holy. There is no one else like you. You are holy, for you are holy, holy. There is no one else like you. For you are holy, holy. There isn't no one else like you. You are holy. You are holy, holy. There isn't no one else like you. You are holy, holy. There is no one else like you, my master. There is no one else like you, my savior. There is no one else like you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
You may be seated for a moment. My wife Jeannie's here with me. We both believe marriage was created by God for a reason, and we honor Him in that. And I wrote this song a while back. You know, we had quite a few friends having marriage problems, and I just thought, I want to write a song about the commitment between a husband and a wife. And, of course, the go-to scripture verse is Ani le dodi ve dodi li from the Song of Solomon.
My beloved is mine. The door, the door, I forever. I give it all to you, my beloved. Oh, I am no longer mine. I am yours forever. I give it all to you.
Hallelujah. Love you, Jeannie. And I really, it's a beautiful thing that God painted a picture in marriage between the bride and the groom. There's so many beautiful parallels in that idea. Not that idea, but just the way God had made it. I'm going to get my little guitar now. Is that okay? Okay. All right, I need your help with this one. How many know the song Hine Matov? That was written in Hawaii originally. No, it was not. Of course not. But we're going to pretend like it was. You ready?
Hine Matov, Hine Matov. Lai la lai 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 lai. Hine mato, hine mato. Lai la lai 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 lai.
You can turn it down up here.
Hine mato humanai. Shevitachim gam yachad. Hine mato humanai. Shevitachim gam yachad.
Hine mato.
Hine mato. Hine ma. Lai la lai. Hine mato. Lai la lai. Lai la lai. Lai la lai.
Ready for the verses?
It's like precious oil flowing down the beard of Aharon.
It's in the Bible.
From the top of his head to the edge of his robe. Hine, hine matov,
hine matov.
Hine matov, humanai. Shevitachim gam yachad. Hine matov, humanai. Shevitachim gam yachad.
Hine matov,
hine matov. Lai la lai, lai la lai, lai la lai, lai la lai. Hine matov.
Lie, 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 lie. Okay, verse 3.
It's like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded blessing, life forevermore. Hine, hine matovu manai, shevetachim gam yachad. Hine matovu manai, shevetachim gam yachad. Hine matov. Lie, 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 lie. Hine mato. Lie, 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 lie. Hine mato. Hine mato. Lie, 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 lie.
One more time.
Hine mato. He mato. Lie, 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 lie.
Woo! Wow, hallelujah. We recorded a music video last year with my princess Emma. And it was during the Gaza War, Operation Protective Edge, I think it was called. And I had a tour group with me, and their board called and said, send our people home. So they went home 2 days early. But they all felt safe. None of them wanted to go home, but they honored their congregation back at home. But I had 2 extra days left, and I was planning to do a music video. So what else do you do during a war in Israel? You record a music video. Streets are empty. So if you see our He's Coming Again music video, you know, just the day before was the last time they heard a siren. That day was a very peaceful day, thank God. But this is a song my daughter shares with her friends. We live near the Sea of Galilee. It's a lake in northern Israel. You guys have heard of the Sea of Galilee? And my kids go to school on the corner of the Sea of Galilee and the Jordan River. Actually, their school, Kibbutz Degania. It's the oldest kibbutz in Israel. We're just honored to be able to live there. I grew up in Pennsylvania in America, but my mother was born and raised in Israel. My mother has a crazy testimony, and I won't share the whole thing just for the sake of time. You can look it up on our website. But my mother was given up for adoption during the War of Independence in 1948 in Israel. My mom was born in January of 48, and also during that war, my uncle, my great uncle, Tzvi Epstein, died during the war. And my grandfather, my Saba, we haven't seen him since the War of Independence in Israel in 1948. We don't know what happened to him. It's a crazy mystery. All I know is I had a secular Jewish grandmother named Ruth Epstein, who was a single mother, had 2 small kids, Micha, 3 years old, my mother, a brand new baby. And she decides, this country, I just made it out of Nazi Europe alive. I'm here, and now there's a war. I don't have a husband to help me raise my kids. I'm going to give them up to a family that can raise them. So my mom and my uncle were put in the orphanage Mossad Ahava near Haifa, or actually it's in the Krayot next to Haifa. And my mom was adopted right away. She's one of the first, if not the first, adopted Jew in the nation, modern state of Israel, which is crazy. And my uncle was adopted not too long after, but into a separate family. He was adopted into a typical kibbutz family, into kibbutz enemy flats, 20 minutes north of Haifa. My mother was adopted into an Orthodox Jewish couple's home. And they lived 10 miles from each other for years. My mom didn't know she had a brother. She didn't even know she was adopted until she married my dad, a non-Jew. And that's when my grandmother said, well, you're not mine anyways. My grandmother was pretty upset. She was upset that my mother would marry a Gentile. Even my mother was Jewish by birth from her original mother as well. But my Orthodox adopted grandmother was so mad. But she got over it, thank God. And we prayed for her for years and years. She accepted the Lord the very day she died, 97 years old. Hallelujah. My mom's testimony quickly, you mentioned 1967, or 76, Rabbi Martin Chernoff shared Messiah with my mom. My mom accepted the Lord, and then my mom began to search for her family. She didn't know who they were. All she knows is she was adopted. It wasn't until 1998 when my uncle Micha had been looking for his baby sister his whole life. He always knew he had a little sister. He remembers during the war, he was left alone sometimes for like an hour or so. And he'd have to, because my grandmother was a single mother, so she'd run to the store and get some bread or something, and he'd be alone with a three-year-old with a brand new baby. So he had this bond, this immense bond with his baby sister. So when he was separated, he looked everywhere. And he got invited on this television show 50 years later in 1998. And they said, hey, Micha, we want to help you find your family. So they aired this show. Micha comes on, speaks about his life. He was in the Six Days War in 1967, landed in the parachute, a paratrooper at the Kotel to take Jerusalem with his friends. And most of his friends didn't make it, but he survived. And he said, I remember this little girl, and I've been looking for her. So the host said, we want to help you find your family. So he put a phone number on the screen. And he said, if anybody in Israel has any information, please call this phone number. And we'd love to connect Micha with his family. So Micha continues to share a little bit about his life. And finally, the host of the television show says, Micha, before you go, don't leave yet. We have one more thing for you. In the audience is your baby sister, Chana. And they flew my mother out to surprise him on national television in Tel Aviv in 1998. After being separated for 50 years. And they reunited, hallelujah, in Israel's Jubilee, 1998. Praise the Lord. It's crazy. Israel is full of testimonies like this, miraculous testimony. Because there are no Amalekites in Israel. There are no Hivites, Cushites, mosquito bites. But there are Israelites, and it is a miracle. I mean, they're really, amen, praise the Lord. It's all the Lord's hand in bringing the people back to the land. And I'm just so glad to be a part of it. And God's doing some reunions in these last days, amen? Us open up the scriptures and say, oh, his name is Yeshua, oh, okay. It's just these little things that I believe that God's going to use to unite the body. You know, there's 30-some thousand Christian denominations today. It gets a little confusing after a while. And when we start to recognize that God is using our buildings and using our pastors as a tool to make us grow, not as a tool to separate us from the body, that's a good place to be. When we understand why we have our congregations, why we have our churches, and we don't use it as a tool to keep us away from everybody else, but to bring us closer to God and closer to the body of Messiah. Amen. Because, as this song says, he's coming again. Asher haya vehu veyavo, was and is to come. My Savior came, gave his life for me, and I know he's coming back to bring me home. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. I know he's coming again. I know he's coming again. Yes, I know he's coming again. I know he's coming again, oh, he's coming again, he's coming again. Comes again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we'll sing some more. We'll keep on singing till he comes again.
till we reach the golden shores. We'll keep on singing till he comes again. Then we'll sing some more. We'll keep on singing till he comes again. Then we'll sing forever.
One more song before Pastor Mark comes up. My mom used to always tell me when something was wrong, Jashi Koltov, Jashi Koltov. All is well. So I hope you can join me with this song. All is well in the hands of the God of Israel.
Is well in the hands of the God of Israel. All is well in the name of the one who conquered hell.
Echad, shtayim, shalom.
Formed up against me shall prosper in the name of Yeshua. Since curse has been broken forever, defeated in the hands of Jehovah. No weapon formed against me shall prosper in the name of Yeshua. Since curse has been broken forever, defeated. Whoa. Is well in the hands, in the hands of the God of Israel. All is well in the name of is well in the name. In the name of the one who conquered hell. Oh, all is well. In the hands of the God of Israel. All is well. In the name of the one who conquered hell.
Amen.
Kol tov, b'shem shel Yeshua.
Well, have you enjoyed this so far? Do you think, can we convince him to maybe come back again? Well, one thing, I believe he's still going to play another song. Maybe two. But we want you to do for right now is just sit down, take a deep breath, get your energy back. Is all well? All is well with my soul. I tell you what, we're going to have the ushers come up, take up an offering. Those of you that can give, great, so we can help have them come back again. If you're making out checks, it'll be made out to Joshua Aaron. That's his name. And so let's pray over this offering. Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King, we just thank you so much that we can come together. You have called us to take your Torah to the nations. And we thank you so much that Joshua is taking your Torah to the nations through song, through music. Because music can touch the heart and the soul like no other. So, Father, we just want to lift his ministry up to you. We want to lift his family up to you with all the kids. Father, that the enemy would have no way of getting in. We just want to put a hedge of protection around this family. Father, even as they travel and as they go and as the kids are being watched by others, Father, we just pray your hand would be upon them. They would be covered by the shadow of your wings. Anoint this ministry. Father, even as he was saying, and he can correct me if I'm wrong, but he just came from Poland singing to over 1 million people. I believe Catholics at that. And Father, we just thank you for his ministry. Bless it in Yeshua's name. And everybody says, amen. He's going to go ahead and we're going to continue to worship the Lord. Amen.
What song should I sing? Let's see. Okay. We don't have the words for this. Ah, yes, you are holy, Lord.
Lifanicha ni shtach ve al bekai. Ten lecha samchut al kol yima ahalel otcha lenetzach ki ata Adonai ta levatcha Yeshua simchat chayai kadosh Kadosh, Kadosh ata. Kadosh, Kadosh ata. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh ata. Kadosh, Kadosh. I worship before you, Lord. I'm down on my knees, giving you all my days, my God and my King. I will praise you forever, Lord, for you are a Adonai. You alone. the joy of my life.
Holy,
holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy are you,
Okay, just one more song. Can we stand up? I want to pray a prayer of blessing over everyone that's here.
Hallelujah. V'chuneka Yisa Adonai Panav Elecha V'yasim Lecha V'yasim Lecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chuneka yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasim lecha shalom. Shalom, shalom, shalom alecha, shalom. Shalom, shalom, beYeshua. Yibrechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chuneka. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasim lecha.
up.
Shalom, shalom, shalom alecha. Shalom, shalom, shalom beYeshua. Shalom, shalom, shalom alecha. Shalom, shalom, shalom beYeshua. Shalom, 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 shalom alecha. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Let's give him one more big hand. Thank you. All right. Well, I tell you what, for those of you that are new to all of this, you can come every Shabbat this Saturday morning, 10 o'clock right here, and you're going to hear teaching like you've never heard before. Like I said, we're starting the book of Deuteronomy this Shabbat. We have wonderful worship like this every Shabbat, and we have Paul Wilbur coming on Labor Day for another big concert. So anyway, may you go in peace. Avail yourself of his CDs. We have the God's Daytimer book that's just released, and the DVDs and the calendar. You're dismissed. Be blessed. Amen.